Hello, everybody. We're interrupting the normal course of programming to go live as Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is addressing a large crowd in the northwestern city of Tabriz, the capital of the East Azerbaijan province. Let's listen in.
Nation of Iran, with the blessing of God, security, stability, and tranquility. Prevails across the nation. Also, the hopes of all the regional countries are set on the Islamic Republic of Iran and the great nation of Iran. Anywhere in the world that has been necessary, and anywhere it has been within our capabilities, we have asked the people for their security and tranquility and stability. We have taken steps in that direction. The great nation of Iran, the heroic people of Azerbaijan province today, at the international level, we have reached a very sensitive point. Now we are trying to defeat Iranophobia. We are at the last stages of it. Our people, our government, our leadership, our establishment, all of us in a unison, in a coordinated manner, we are trying to, we have introduced the rightful face of the Iranian nation to the world, and we will continue to do so. Today on the international front, we are the front runners of your negotiations, the front runners of your diplomacy. They have created pride and joy for the Iranian nation. Our people advocate and back our negotiators, as put by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, those who are the young and great sons of the Islamic Revolution. Well, you should know that the end of these negotiations will bring pride for the great nation of Iran. All our people, the entire youth, should know that in this country, our people want peace and tranquility. They want development. They want to have decent jobs for the young generation. They want the movement of the nation in an international competition toward the development in economy, culture, and social affairs, and we will continue to think so. In this country, comments of everyone, you know, because it's a democracy, everyone is free to comment, everyone can express their opinions. But we should remember that this people, this government, since the 24th of Khordad of 1392, that's almost 2 years ago, they joined hands and they promised to keep national reconciliation, unity, and friendship, and to see this prevail across the nation and become more robust day after day. So we all joined hands so that we could stand a united people. Well, conflicting comments and thoughts, no problem with them. Various groups and parties, no problem with that. But our national unity should be preserved. We are one same nation. We are one. We have one same government, and we have one same leader. So we should have the same voice in the face of ill wishers. So in this country, on the sideline of peaceful nuclear activities, we also have a healthy economic drive that's necessary. So in this country, we need employment for our youth. So in this country, we need a free society that enjoys tranquility and stability. In this country, we want excitement and fervor. Well, I don't think there is anybody who would be saddened by the people's joy. I don't think we can find any such person in this country when it comes to the success of the Iranian people in the nuclear negotiations. I don't think anybody is concerned about that. I don't think we can find anyone in this country that and making an exit of the stagnation and moving toward economic bloom, anybody feels uneasy or concerned about this issue. I don't think there is anyone. So we need all to stay on course and tread the same path. So allow me to say something briefly in a couple of sentences. The Iranian people, that means the owners actually of this country, the Iranian people, that means the benefactors of this country, the Iranian people means the powerful nation. Who are being served by all the officials. I'm asking you, is anyone allowed to make use of people's riches, stir the situation, in order to actually have a harsh and unfounded slogan. If anyone wants to have any slogans or mottos, they should do it out of their own pocket, not out of the people's pocket. So on people's ticket, we cannot create...
Well, President Hassan Rouhani there speaking in Tabriz in East Azerbaijan province in the 17th leg of his provincial tours. He opened his comments by lauding the people of East Azerbaijan, calling their land the land of Iranian heroes. He also added that we're battling the issues of Islamophobia and we are depicting the true, or we're presenting rather, the true depiction of Iran to the world. Speaking on the issue of nuclear negotiations, he stressed that the people of Iran support the ongoing negotiations and that one of the most important issues that must be safeguarded is the country's national unity. Well, that's it with our coverage of the president's speech here on Press TV. We'll be back in just under 3 minutes.